AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee has voted to end a longstanding recommendation that all babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. Ed Donahue has details.
All members have been appointed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a leading anti-vaccine activist, before this year becoming the nation's top health official. The committee includes Retsef Levy.
These were approved in based on outrageous criteria. And specifically when you think about the safety, it's outrageous criteria. As a father and as a scientist, I don't know how we have the courage, based on such slim evidence, to come to parents and tell them that that's okay to give to your zero-day baby.
The vote was 8-3. Dr. Cody Meissner is also on the advisory committee.
We have heard do no harm is a moral imperative. We are doing harm by changing this wording. And I vote no.
The shots have been widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court's agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. It says children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck it down. The restrictions have not yet taken effect anywhere in the country. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. It would bring together two of the biggest players in TV and film. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge changed little in September, prices up 2.8% over a year ago. On Wall Street, the main stock indexes closed the day and week with gains. The S&P added 0.2% on the day and finished just short of its record high close. The Dow added 104 points, also about 0.2%. The Nasdaq gained 0.3%. This is AP News. FIFA, the governing body of international soccer, awarded President Trump its inaugural Peace Prize today and then got on with the business of who's playing who in this year's World Cup. Gethin Coolbaugh has the draw.
The United States was drawn to play its 2026 World Cup opener against Paraguay in Group D play at Inglewood, California on June 12, the day after Mexico hosts the opener against South Africa. The group also includes Australia and the winner of UEFA Playoff C between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. The U.S. reached the semifinals at the inaugural World Cup in 1930 and has gotten as far as the quarterfinals only one other time in 2002. Argentina and Lionel Messi will play Algeria to open its World Cup title defense. The ceremony took place at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.